Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's up? Sorry I didn't have a podcast last week. I'm not rich, people. I'm not rich. I can't afford the unlimited storage on my Podbean. I can't afford the extra $4 a month. I just been lazy. I haven't upgraded it yet. So I didn't have the storage space. And I was like, you know what? Let me wait a week. I'll get my storage space back. And here I am. I believe this is episode 21, 21. What's up? I hope everybody has been doing well. It is June 1st. We are halfway through this bitch, 2015. I can't believe it's gone by so fast. And summer's upon us. This is going to be my first summer here in Virginia, and it's hot as shit. It is hot. Very, very hot. And I don't like it. Quite honest, it's too many goddamn... Because I kind of live in the country. And I will tell you that we live in the country. I will tell you a story shortly. We kind of live in a country, a lot of bugs, and I don't like it. It's gross. A lot of weird spiders and this shit I've never seen before. Like these like weird looking ants that have like these big ass lobster claws things. Don't like those. Stink bugs, June bugs, lightning bugs. Got snakes and shit. Not a fan. Not a fan of the snake. I want to thank everybody, as I usually do, for listening every week. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, for you guys taking the time out of your busy day to listen to 20 minutes of my bullshit. I really appreciate it. Please tell your friends. Share my podcast, man. Have people that don't know me write in questions. I want to answer questions. I never get any questions. I want to bestow my wisdom on people. I really do. God damn it, I had my thought and I lost it. But yeah, I live in the country, and so I had this happen. Well, my wife had this happen last week, so it kind of happened to me. I'm kind of glad I wasn't there, but then again, I kind of wish that I was. But if I was, I probably would not be here right now. I will either be dead or in jail. All right. So, I'm not home. My wife goes to a Food Lion, which is like a grocery store. She goes there. And so she said she's looking at tea or something. And these two older white guys, probably in their like 40s, they come up to her. Well, they come up behind her. And one dude's like, bitch. You know, she kind of turns around, looks, and goes, well, I don't know what that's about. And the other dude's like, nigger. And she was like, all right. And then they're like, nigger, bitch. And that's what she gave him a look like. Are y'all fucking done? I mean, do you want me to respond a certain way? Because you're just not going to get a rise out of me. And when she told me this story, that two dudes called her a nigger in 2015. It's unbelievable, man. Unfucking believable. That two grown-ass men would have cost a woman, verbally abuse her, or whatever you want to call it. And as a man, it pissed me off so much. I was so fucking mad. When I'm on my way home, it took every fiber in my being to not drive up to that Food Lion just looking for these dudes. And of course, I asked what they looked like. And of course, motherfucker had a tattoo of a Confederate flag on his arm. But yet people want to defend that shit like it doesn't mean anything. It's just all about Southern pride. Whenever you do have an incident with this person, people that say things or give you looks or just causing issues, they're either wearing a fucking Confederate flag hat, shirt, goddamn tank top, or a tattoo. So to me, there's a direct connection between the two things. Fucking racism, slavery, are the three things. And it's there. Two things. Racism and slavery. That's all that shit fucking stands for to me. I don't give a fuck if you're from the South and you think it's about pride. It's not. It has nothing to do with Southern pride. Because if it had anything to do with Southern pride, that means anyone from the South could proudly display a Confederate flag and not feel weird about it or have it look weird. So if you are one of those people that believe the Confederate flag is just about Southern pride, first of all, I don't know why the fuck you would even listen to my podcast. But why does it always look weird when you see that one black dude that's at those Southern, at like some Southern pride march, and he's got a Confederate flag? Or you just see a black person with a Confederate flag shirt on or something on their car. Why does that shit look weird? If it's just about Southern pride, why would it look weird if I was holding a Confederate flag or flying one at my house or just walking down the street with one or wearing a shirt? Why would it look awkward? Confederate flag defenders, I know if and when you see that, you're like, why is that dude wearing a Southern pride shirt? He's from down, he can't have that type of, oh, that's right, because that shit's fucking racist. That's why. Y'all need to let the shit go, man. Let it go. You lost. The shit's over. The South will not rise again. The only thing that's on the rise in the South is fucking obesity and bigotry. That's it. That's it. Y'all not taking shit over. The war's over. You lost. It's funny how they tell black people to get over slavery, but these people can't fucking get over it. It's, you lost, man. I'd never really even thought about something like that happening when she told me that story, and all the thoughts that went through my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I would have done. Cause you know, like sometimes when you go shopping with your spouse, you might go get, you know, like lunch meat, and she'll go get some other stuff. And then if I walked up on that and I just heard that, like walking up on it, I have no idea. I have no idea what I would have done. And people who know me, I'm not a fighter. I'm not a tough guy. I probably would have gotten killed. Probably. The only reason why I'm glad I'm not there is it, now having this experience, her and I had a chance to talk about what we would do in these situations. Like if it was just me, I would walk away. I would just walk away. But just knowing someone did this to my wife, I would lose it. And God forbid if I was ever out with Miles and somebody did some shit like that, like the one time I should definitely walk away is when I'm with my son. And I can't even fathom the amount of red I would see. I would just walk away, and I would hand him to the nearest employee and say, ma'am, could you watch him for the next 10, 15 years? Because I'm about to go to fucking prison. I'm about to kill two people in the cereal aisle right now. I got my whole shit planned out. I already know I would get a big can of like the Hawaiian punch, like the cans of Tropicana. The kind you gotta fucking punch the holes in, and I would just launch that shit at the back of their head. That's the thing. I wouldn't even fight them face. I would walk away and let them get comfortable, and I would just throw a big ass can of juice right at the back of their head. I want to guarantee my victory. You know what? A lot of animals attack from behind. That would be me, especially if it's two against one. I'm not gonna fight you head on. I'm gonna sneak attack. I can talk shit about that if you want to, but I want to increase my chances for survivability, and I'm attacking from behind, so to speak, for all you people who he said he's gonna attack from behind two guys. He's gay. Speaking of sexuality, was it LGBTQ now? In that realm, I don't know what you would call Bruce Jenner, who came out today, or might have been, yeah, today. His name is now Caitlyn. I'm not going to call the dude gay because I don't know if he's gay. To me, being transgendered doesn't mean you're gay. People just need to just get over it, man. He's a grown man. He's an old man. The dude is an Olympic champion. He's done stuff that 99.9% of us have never done and will never do. And this dude went pretty much his entire life. He's got to be in his 60s. He lived his entire life not happy, feeling like he was somebody else. And he's probably thinking, you know what? I don't have much time left on this planet. I feel like a woman. I want to be a goddamn woman. Who cares? And there's this dude, man. I'm trying not to fight with people on Facebook. And he said some ignorant homophobic shit a while ago. And again, he posts some shit about how they're pushing their gay, transgender, misogynistic LGBT agenda. First of all, the dude's a fucking moron. Misogynists and all those other groups don't fucking see eye to eye at all. So that alone just shows me that this guy has no fucking idea what he's talking about. No clue. To think that you think that misogynists in the gay community are on the same side, pushing their agendas together, so to speak. And he has a picture of Caitlyn Jenner, also formerly known as Bruce Jenner, saying they're pushing that agenda. They want us to accept everything, and we're not cool with it. It takes a village to raise a people, and the roads, everything we do affects some bullshit about everything we do affects everything else, and we can't accept this. It's just like there's nothing for you to accept. And I honestly don't understand the agenda other than, hey, we want to be treated like equal people that gay people are trying to push. I really don't feel like gay people are pushing their sexuality on me. I really don't. I will admit, when I was younger, probably like in my late teens, I was homophobic. I just didn't understand gay people. I would see like a cross-dresser or guy or something, I would stare and laugh. But I got older and I realized, like, you know what? Who fucking cares? Who cares, man? Who cares? There's more problems in the world, more serious shit going on than worry about two grown men, two grown women, or just a grown adult wanting to change their sex. I don't get it. I don't get why that's an issue. You know, everybody parents their kids differently. There's people nowadays who don't want to even assign a gender to their child. I don't understand that. But it's like, you know what? If that's what you want to do with your child, that's fine. If you don't want to call your little boy a boy, that's all on you. I don't understand it. And that's the thing, too. It's just like people like, I don't agree with it. There's nothing for you to fucking agree with. Just accept it. Just accept it in your mind that yes, this goes on. I don't even know the word I'm looking for. That doesn't mean that you do agree with it, but you have to accept it. There's nothing to really disagree with. You have to accept it though. That it exists. And you should gotta respect people's choices as an adult. I draw the line at people having sex with kids. Now when we get to that bridge, we'll and that's the thing. People think this, you know, this whole slippery slope. If we start doing this, then we're going to allow people to sleep with kids. It's like, I don't think society will ever go that far. I really don't. I don't see how this would lead to people being allowed to sleep with children. And the whole thing with animals, And many comics have said this shit before. Why even worry about the people who want to marry or have sex with animals? The people that want to marry their animals, they're already fucking animals. There's nothing you can do about it. There's some fucking people into some weird shit. The animals and kids, that shit, no. We definitely can't have that shit. But especially when I hear black people on this homophobic, anti-gay shit, it blows my mind. Because I look at this dude, I'm like, you're talking about how we can't accept this kind of behavior, we can't accept these people. It's like, if you were white, you would have been one of those people in these old black and white videos, pulling your kids out of a school, yelling at and fucking throwing milkshakes and shit on black people trying to integrate malt shops. You would have been one of those grown-ass people cussing out a 9-year-old for going to an elementary school. That's exactly what you would have been. A person afraid of change. And that's the thing. Back then, they were saying all the shit that they were doing, it was a slippery slope. So if as a black person, this is how I look at it. As a black person, all this slippery slope talk, if you feel like gay rights is going to lead to bestiality being legal and child molestation, I guess I don't know what you would call it. Like, just having sex with kids, I don't think molestation would be legal, but you know what I'm saying? Just having sex with kids, if you think that would ever become legal, all because of gay people, then I feel like this is going to be weird. I feel like basically what you're saying is you're willing to go back to being a second-class citizen without the right to vote. You're willing to go back to white, black, colored-only bathrooms, colored-only water fountains. Because according to all these other people, this is how the shit started. By allowing black people to integrate with white people. Hell, there's people who think just black people being free was a slippery slope. So again, we can take this another step further, backwards. In order to stop this slippery slope, do you want to go back and change? Do you want to go back on a plantation and pick cotton? I mean, if freedom of slaves never happened, then we would never have to worry about gay people wanting to get married and wanting equal rights. Now, that's my point. That's my point. Are you willing to give up all of our freedoms as black Americans just to ensure that gay people don't get their rights and transgender people don't get their rights? This quote-unquote slippery slope has been going on for a while. So, I mean, if you're really a moral person and you really don't want to see our country go into this this direction, then maybe you should forfeit your freedom. Let's do that. Let's do that, black people. Since this gay rights, transgender rights, this LGBT gay rights, since it's such a slippery slope and it's going to lead to the downfall of America, let's just go ahead and put ourselves back in chains to make sure none of that shit happens. Since we're so concerned with the morality of America, let's do that. Let's save America and put ourselves back in chains. Let's stop picking the wrong people to make to demonize, man. When you got people like the Duggars, a straight person molested his sisters, and this dude claims to be a Christian, is on a reality show who actively fights against gay rights. Come on, man. That's fucked up. They're not going to demonize straight people. That dude is just sick. But yet, those people try to call all transgender people child molesters. Didn't want them using bathrooms. We got to think about the shit that we say, man. We really do. Even this whole thing in Arizona with this mosque protest, it's like, why'd you pick that mosque? I'm pretty sure y'all have seen that story. These people, this guy, ex-Marine, I can't think of his name, some fucking idiot, who went on Anderson Cooper trying to justify why he wanted to do it, got fucking barebacked, as a friend of mine said, by Anderson Cooper on live television. This dude was pretty much, he wanted people to show up with guns, wearing shirts that say fuck Islam, and just protest because he said he won't live in fear. What the fuck are you afraid of, man? I just at its core, Islam, I just don't like it. Could you imagine if a bunch of brown people showed up at a white church with guns? That's not cool. It's not cool at all, man. This bigotry is out of control. Out of control. People like that destroy America. Not Bruce Jenners, not the Bruce Jenners. Not some dude because he wants to be a woman, vice versa. Not two dudes because they like each other or two women that like each other. It's ignorant fucking people like that and the dude I just unfriended on Facebook that ruined this goddamn country. I understand people say, well, I don't have to accept everything. Well, I don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with it, but you just should respectfully accept it, that it goes on. Disrespect that person's decision. Even if you don't agree with it, which I don't understand how you can disagree with homosexuality. It is what it is. Or the people who say they, I mean the people who say they don't believe in it. It's just, it is what it is. It's just, there's gay people. How can you not believe in it? We're all entitled to our opinions. I know people have their religious convictions. That's fine, man. But the minute you start really just trying to take rights away from other people, that's where I draw the line. Or you start treating people with disrespect because of how they live. I don't know what it's like to be gay or transgender. Black people, we do this shit all the time. We with all these police shootings that go on and all this kind of stuff, or just the way we're just treated by or viewed by society. We all have our white friends, and when we get into these racial discussions, and in the back of our minds, we're always like, you know what? This person would never truly get it because they're not black. Which is true, but you do have people who really try to understand and have empathy for you. The same thing, you should try to do the same thing with a person who's transgendered or gay. It's like, you know what? You will never truly understand what that person goes through because you're not that. I have no idea what it would be like to feel like I was a woman trapped in a man's. That has to be terrible. It has to be a terrible feeling. Or knowing that you're attracted to the same sex, but you don't want to come out because how it's going to make other people feel. You'll fear backlash from coworkers or your family. That has to be terrible. Especially when you're an adult and you like other grown people. But I went on very, very long. Sorry for the rant. This was a charged episode. So there's a show. That's the show. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. And the email again is chrisallencomedy@gmail.com. I'm out. Peace.